Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off site-wide. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We are underway with the Saints' schedule released and finalized yesterday. Well, I say finalized, it's still going to flex some games out, et cetera. Mike Dettillier joins us now to talk about it. How you doing, Mike?
I'm fine. Thank you, Tommy.
All right, let's talk about the first 4 weeks. You want to take it a quarter at the time. You got Carolina at home, then you go to Dallas, then you host Philadelphia, and then you go to Atlanta.
Yeah, I like how it starts. And the Saints have won every season opener since 2019. The last loss was 2018, a wild shootout game. Fitzmagic was playing quarterback for the Bucks that day.
Mm-hmm.
And Carolina won two games a year ago. It's not going to change for them quickly. So I like that part. But then the gauntlet hits where you on the road against Dallas. You play the Eagles. Jalen Hurts has been a guy that's been a pain in the butt to you every time you've played him because his running skills, gave the Saints fits the last couple of times he's played. And he's become a much improved passer. And then you play at Atlanta. And I'm always a big believer is you got to be 4-2 in the division, meaning sweeping the Carolina Panthers and beating the Bucks and the Falcons once. Now, you're on the road. Kirk Cousins is a lot better quarterback than Desmond Ridder was. So that's a tough stretch, those three games after the opener, and it gets even worse the following game.
Yeah, so Carolina at Dallas, Philadelphia, and Atlanta. After that, the month of September, you picture them to be where, Mike, if you had to guess?
1-3.
Wow. Then we start October with the defending world champion Kansas City Chiefs, Tampa Bay, Denver and the Chargers, and then you got three games there in two games and 10-day. How's it play on?
From October 13th to the 27th, you got three games in 14 days.
Yeah, that's what it is. Three games in 14 days.
That's pretty stout. Now, again, you're playing the world champs in their backyard and the best player in the business and Patrick Mahomes, and their defense is really good. And that's what carried them for a good portion of the early season last year. Tampa Bay at home, you got to take care of business there. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to beat them. Denver, the Thursday night game, I get it. Sean Payton's return, everything else. But who's going to play quarterback for them? Mm-hmm. Okay? Sean's really never handed the baton ever to the rookie quarterback and say, okay, kid, you're carrying us. So is Jared Stidham or Zach Wilson going to be the guy here? Or by this time, his patience has run thin with both of them, and he's going to give it to Bo Nix. And then you play the Chargers in L.A., I think an improved Chargers team, certainly with Jim Harbaugh. And they're going to run the football. They're going to test your manhood defensively because you know what he wants to do. Despite the fact he's got Justin Herbert, mm-hmm. he's going to want to run the football. It's always been part of his DNA. of the three games, the Bucks, the Broncos, the Chargers, that to me is the toughest. Of the three, now I'm not putting Kansas City in there, but Bucks, Broncos, Chargers, I think you can go 2-1 there.
So you left Kansas City out because they got four games.
No, but you'll be 2-2 then.
Okay, all right. So as it stands now, we're through September and October. We played Carolina at home. We've gone to Dallas. We played Philadelphia here, gone to Atlanta, gone to the defending champion Chiefs. Played Tampa Bay here, hosted Sean Payton and the Broncos on Thursday night, October 17th. Then gone out to Los Angeles, played three games in 14 days. I'll get it out. And you got a mic at 3-5?
That's right.
Okay. Moving on to November, rather, you got at Carolina, you host the Falcons, and then you're in Cleveland. Thoughts? No, you host Cleveland.
Take care of business against Carolina.
Okay.
You got to split it against Atlanta. So I think you win that game. Cleveland is a crazy game because defensively they can play with anyone. That final game, man, they got blitzed by the Houston Texans in the playoffs with C.J. Stroud, but they played good defense all year long. I'm not sure about the health issue with Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, what is his deal? Do you know?
He broke a bone in his shoulder, and they did reconstruction surgery on it, and he is throwing the football. He was 5-1 as a starter last year with Cleveland. He didn't look good. Something was wrong with him shoulder-wise, and then you find out the other part. He was trying to play through it, and he just couldn't. I think in the month of November, you're 2-1. I think you beat the Panthers and you beat the Falcons.
All right, so that puts us 1-3-5-6, I think, if my numbers are right. 5-6, we will have played 11 games. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, 5-6 at that point. So, in a way, poised to make a run, right?
You have an opportunity because that bye week hits you in November.
Wait, I'm setting up some drama here. Hang on a second.
And then you can make a run, make a run at this.
Got to take a break here, right? Because we got the bye coming up after the Cleveland game. 5-6. Mike Dettelier thinks that's where we'll be. And as he just said, you're poised and ready to make a run. We'll run through December and, one game in January. When we come back on WWL right now, time for traffic.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off site-wide. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, going through the Saints schedule. It was announced yesterday after the day of leaks with Mike Dettelier, and he's got the Saints at 5-6 through the bye week, which happens in week 12. Mike, thoughts on placement of the bye week or where it falls?
Yeah, I like it. I'm much rather later than earlier.
And it was way late last year, right?
It was late last year. It's late again this year. And I like it that way. I think by the time you get to November, you're pretty beat up. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no team that's healthy. I mean, you got dealing with a lot of injury issues one way or another. So I'd much rather it later than earlier.
All right, so you're 5-6. You're poised to make a run as the month of December rolls around. You're putting up your Christmas lights, throwing away leftovers, and you host the L.A. Rams. Then you go to New York. Then you host the Commanders on the 15th. 2 days before Christmas, December 23rd, you're at Lambeau Field. Then you host the Raiders, a team the Saints have not done very well against, 2 days before New Year's Eve. And then Tampa Bay, everything says TBD, so I guess they'll decide when they play and what day and all that at some point in the future. Thoughts on making a run at the end?
Okay, with the Rams, they look like the varsity and you were the JV last year. I mean, Matt Stafford's healthy. That's a difficult game.
Mike, the Rams went on a drive last year. Reminded me of a Mardi Gras parade because, like, you could sit on a 50-yard line, just watch it past you. You know what I'm saying?
Man, they look awesome on offense. Now, they don't have Aaron Donald on defense this year, and there is no individual that's called. No next man up for that one because there's no man in his zip code as a player. That's a loss against the Rams. You just don't match up well against them. I think you take care of business against the Giants. Okay, you're playing Daniel Jones at quarterback, most likely, at this stage. Malik Nabers is there, but he can't throw it and catch it. So that's a win against the Giants. This was maybe the most difficult one for me, December 15th against the Commanders. They won four games last year. They have a new coach, an older defense where they went out and get a lot of grizzled veterans that have been there, done that, and they bring in Jaden Daniels. And Jaden's the type of quarterback that has given this team fits. But you should take care of business. I think that game will be close, but it'll be a very pivotal game. So I put a W there, but I know the challenge that's going to be against the Commanders. That's not an easy one on that one for me. At Green Bay, and listen, it's going to be cold. It's a Monday night game on the 23rd, but coldness is the least of my worries. The big worry, I couldn't have said this a year ago, biggest worry for me is Jordan Love at quarterback for them and how well he played down the stretch. He really looked good. So that's an L. I think you take care of business against the Raiders. Okay, you're going up against Aiden O'Connell or Uncle Rico, Gardner Minshew. You should beat the Raiders at that spot. So now that gets you to 8-8 in the final game against the Bucks. And I had them winning against the Bucks earlier. I think they split. That one's a loss.
So you're saying 8-9 is your prediction right now?
Yes.
Let's talk about strength of schedule. Tim tells me it's the second easiest schedule in the NFL. Is that what they're saying?
Okay, it's skewed. You play the worst team in the NFL who won two games last year. You play them twice. Mm-hmm. And you play the Commanders who won four games. And they pick second in the draft. So that's – and your NFC South teams, we're not talking about the juggernauts here. Mm-hmm. So, but the schedule's really skewed with this easy stuff because of the fact you play the worst team in the NFL twice – and last year, the second-worst team in the NFL once. That's how that easiest schedule thing got pieced together. My thing is, it's all about quarterbacks and you playing better ones this year than you did a year ago. You'll never have another schedule like that.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate
it. Thank you, buddy.
You bet. But look, let me tell you this, too, about the Saints' schedule. A lot depends on injuries. There are so many things that you don't know about here that we don't know is going to happen, not happen. So I'm a little bit more optimistic than that, but we'll see. We come back, we'll talk to Rafael Goyeneche about NOPD and a consent decree right now. Time for WWL First News.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off site-wide. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.